Ralph, and I've had as much as I can stand. If they're as ghosts, I ought to give up being chief. Hear 'em. Oh, Lord! Oh, no! Piggy gripped Ralph's arm. If Jack was chief, he'd have all hunting and no fire. We'd be here till we died. His voice ran up to a squeak. Who's that sitting there?
Me. Simon.
Fat lot of good we are, said Ralph. Three blind mice. I'll give up.
If you give up, said Piggy, in an appalled whisper, what had happened to me?
Nothing.
He hates me. I don't know why. If he could do what he wanted,
you're all right. He respects you. Besides, you'd hit him. You were having a nice fight with him just now.
I had the conk, said Piggy simply. I had a right to speak.
Simon stirred in the dark.
Go on being chief.
You shut up, young Simon. Why couldn't you say there wasn't a beast?
I'm scared of him, said Piggy, and that's why I know him. If you're scared of someone, you hate him, but you can't stop thinking about him. You kid yourself he's all right, really, and then when you see him again, it's like asthma, and you can't breathe. I tell you what, he hates you too, Ralph.
Me? Why me?
I don't know. You got him over the fire, and you're chief, and he isn't.
But he's Jack Meridew.
I've been in bed so much, I've done some thinking. I know about people. I know about me. And him, he can't hurt you, but if you stand out of the way, he'd hurt the next thing, and that's me.